Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2026, at 1924 Israel time, 1624 Israel time, 1624 UTC. Hamas confirms Oda death as Israel orders tire evacuation and US-Iran talk stall. May 27th, 1624 UTC, 1924 Israel, evening edition. Bottom line up front, Hamas confirmed the death of its military chief, Mohammed Oda, in an Israeli strike, while the IDF ordered the evacuation of Tyre, southern Lebanon's largest city, and struck over 150 Hezbollah targets. US-Iran negotiations stalled, with the White House denying reports of a draft deal, and Iran claiming the Strait of Hormuz could reopen within a month if terms are agreed. A fire at a kosher supermarket in London's Golders Green was blamed on an electrical fault. Here is the day's headline picture. Hamas held a defiant funeral for Oda in Gaza City after he was killed alongside his wife and children. In Lebanon, the IDF issued evacuation warnings for Tyre and surrounding areas, including the Palestinian refugee camp, instructing residents to move north of the Zarani River ahead of strikes on Hezbollah command centers. The IDF said it struck over 150 Hezbollah infrastructure sites and operatives in Tyre, Nabatea, and the Bekaa Valley over the past day. On the diplomatic front, the White House denied Iranian state media claims that a framework memorandum of understanding had been signed, stating that negotiations are progressing, but that President Trump has set clear red lines. Iran's state TV had claimed a draft deal would restore full shipping through the Strait of Hormuz within a month and include the withdrawal of US forces from Iran's vicinity. Across the regional picture, starting with Iran. IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir said that most of Iran's military capabilities have been destroyed and its nuclear program set back years. The IRGC Navy claimed to have overseen the safe passage of 25 vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. In the past 24 hours, senior Iranian advisor Ali Akbar Velayati called the Strait the real guarantor of any nuclear deal. On the regional and diplomatic front, Iran urged Iraq to act against security threats following attacks on Kurdish opposition groups in northern Iraq. South Korea announced it would summon the Iranian ambassador over an attack on a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran welcomed Ireland's ban on imports from Israeli settlements. Domestically, Iran partially restored internet access after an 88-day blackout, though traffic remained below pre-war levels. Tabriz International Airport announced it would resume flights after war damage. 10 Indian sailors were released after months of detention in Iran. In Lebanon, additional evacuation warnings were issued for 5 towns in the south, Kafr Huna, Aramta, Maik, Jarjoa, and Humin al-Faqa. Hezbollah claimed multiple attacks on Israeli forces, including strikes with loitering drones on vehicles and troop gatherings in Za'atar al-Sharqiya, Debel, and Nakoura. The group reported point-blank clashes north of the Litani River, which the IDF dismissed. Hezbollah also issued a statement offering condolences to Hamas on Oda's death. Sirens sounded in Rosh Hanek and Betzet due to hostile aircraft infiltration. The IDF launched interceptors and reported that several explosive drones fell in Israeli territory near the border without causing injuries. And Israeli Air Force aircraft struck and killed a Hezbollah operative collecting a drone that had landed in the area. The Lebanese army announced the death of soldier Salaya Mohammed Sunni, killed when an Israeli airstrike targeted the vicinity of his military post near the Kuraun Lake Dam in the Bekaa region. The International Committee of the Red Cross warned that southern Lebanon is nearing a perilous tipping point for civilians moving to Gaza. The government media office reported that Israeli forces have committed over 3,000 violations violations of the ceasefire agreement since it took effect 227 days ago, including shelling, direct attacks on civilians, and destruction of housing blocks. Only around 50,000 aid trucks have entered Gaza out of the roughly 136,000 required under the agreement, a 36% delivery rate. Palestinians in Gaza marked Eid al-Adha prayers among the ruins of destroyed mosques. On the multilateral track, Hungary's parliament voted to repeal the country's withdrawal from the International Criminal Court, reversing a move initiated by former Prime Minister Viktor Orban in a gesture to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ireland's ban on settlement imports drew praise from Iran, which urged other Western states to follow suit. Israel's foreign ministry accused detained flotilla activists of faking injuries, citing a German activist who was filmed on a stretcher with a neck brace, but later seen standing upright. In anti-Semitism and threats abroad, Berlin police arrested a Syrian national suspected of aiding and abetting the 2025 knife attack at the Holocaust Memorial that left a Spanish tourist critically injured. The attacker was convicted in March, and the fire at the Kosher Kingdom supermarket in Golders Green, London, was determined to be caused by an electrical fault. Around 100 firefighters tackled the blaze. No injuries were reported. Elsewhere in the world, Spanish police raided the headquarters of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's party over corruption allegations. The war with Iran has increased energy costs in the UK due to rising global gas prices. Bangladesh sought IMF assistance as the conflict impacts its economy. In Syria, an ISIS-linked assassination killed a security official of the caretaker government in Deir Ezzor. Kurdish families returning to Afrin faced extortion, and a landmine explosion killed three children in northern Raqqa. Iran conducted new attacks on Kurdish opposition groups in northern Iraq. And Turkey's President Erdogan threatened that, quote, dictator Netanyahu will learn his lesson from the Muslim world, moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of Israeli operations in Lebanon has sharply accelerated compared to the trailing 7 days. The evacuation of Tyre, a major urban center, marks a qualitative escalation. The scale of Israeli targeting has shifted from tactical infrastructure strikes to shaping operations that suggest preparation for broader ground campaigns. Hezbollah's response has been persistent, but not yet proportional to the IDF's escalation, indicating possible operational constraints or strategic restraint. On the information environment, Israel is pushing a narrative of necessary preemption against Hezbollah command centers embedded in civilian areas, framing the Tyre evacuation as a humanitarian gesture. This framing is winning in Western mainstream outlets. Hezbollah and its allies are amplifying civilian suffering and resistance, highlighting point-blank clashes and the Lebanese army casualty. The gap between reporting and underlying evidence is widest around the scale of Hezbollah's operational capability. The US denial of a draft Iran deal has temporarily muted the diplomatic narrative, leaving the information environment dominated by military developments and the synthesis. The evacuation of Tyre is not merely a tactical move, but a signal of Israel's intent to dismantle Hezbollah's urban stronghold infrastructure, potentially as a bargaining chip for a future ceasefire. A counter reading is that this is a limited operation to degrade rocket capabilities, but the scale of evacuation and the historical precedent of urban warfare suggest a more ambitious objective. The IDF's willingness to risk international condemnation over Tyre indicates a strategic calculus that the current diplomatic window, with US-Iran talks stalled, offers a permissive environment for maximal military gains. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators for the next watch cycle, analyze Sentinel. One, imagery over Tyre from the descending pass early tomorrow morning to assess structural damage and population displacement following the evacuation order and strikes. Monitor the IDF official Telegram channel for any announcement of expanded ground operations or new evacuation zones in southern Lebanon, particularly north of the Zarani River, within the next 24 hours. Check Flight Radar 24 for any unusual Iranian military or cargo flights departing from Mehrabad International Airport to Damascus or Beirut in the next 48 hours, indicating potential resupply or advisory missions. Now the predictions, first through a status quo lens. Within 24 hours, the IDF will announce the completion of its initial strikes in the Tyre area and begin a phased ground incursion into the city's outskirts. By early Thursday, Hezbollah will launch at least one long-range rocket salvo targeting Haifa or deeper into Israel in retaliation for the Tyre operation. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through Friday with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 48 hours, the Lebanese government will formally request an emergency UN Security Council session, leading to a non-binding resolution condemning Israel, but no enforcement action with low confidence. By midday Thursday, Iranian-backed militias in Syria will launch a drone attack on US forces at Al-Tanf, exploiting the focus on Lebanon with low confidence. Before the end of the week, a Hezbollah anti-ship missile will strike an Israeli naval vessel off the Lebanese coast, causing significant casualties and escalating the maritime dimension with low confidence. That concludes this Sitewrap. For more, visit sitewrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitewraps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.